Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 9th, 2010. A beautiful, beautiful morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We actually have a photo up that was actually taken last year, but reflects the beauty of where we live. Today's message is titled, The Tree of Life. The scripture text is Revelation 22, verse 14.
Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
Over the last several days, the temperatures have been rising, and yesterday we had a real touch of warm spring weather in our area. Well, in fact, we've been out today and we can say it's even warmer today. Not only do we enjoy the warm sunshine, but we are also seeing the first faint evidence of greening and new life. Roxy ran full throttle after a bunny rabbit that leaped across our yard yesterday, but, as usual, was quite unsuccessful in the chase. The daffodils are surfacing in some of Brooksine's prized herbs.
Herbs.
Always have a hard time with herbs or herb, and I tend to want to call a man named Herb for that reason. Well, they're starting to peep through the once frozen soil. I pointed out some trees that had some tiny buds on them and commented to Brooksine in a stare. It's my understanding that the budding is prompted by the days getting longer, so maybe if they started daylight savings time even earlier, everything would get green sooner. Well, to her credit, Brooksine didn't fall for my little observation, although Astaire was clueless.
And I think we might have stumped Astaire's boyfriend, Brian, this
morning
as well.
I think we did, too.
Well, we enjoy relating to foresters, and we learned a great deal from several who attended our church that we were pastoring in northern Pennsylvania years ago. Foresters work with trees, which have the distinction of being referenced in the Bible from the first chapter right through to the last chapter, and of course there are many references about them in between.
When Adam was banned from the garden, the specific reason for this banishment was so that he could not, quote, reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. That is from Genesis 3, verse 22. Well, at the end of the Bible, we again see several references to this tree of life. Apparently, it will be a major attraction in our eternal home. As such, it surely must be the longest living tree.
The life-giving ministry of Jesus Christ fulfills for the believer the blessings of the tree of life. Fundamentally, man has two great quests in life.
First of all, man has a desire, a quest for eternal life. And Jesus meets this need. The Bible says in what is probably the most familiar verse in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
And man's second great quest is for abundant life, or we also see it written full and meaningful. Jesus meets this need as well. He said in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
Today, the benefits of the tree of life are freely available to all of us in Jesus Christ. Many ignore his call, reject him, or even scorn his name. But the word of God declares in John 1:12-13, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Share this merciful gift of life through Jesus Christ today.
Let's pray together. Jesus, your sacrificial death on the cross became the tree of life for all who believe. It is the highest expression of love, not only for those who bore the nails in your hands and shouted, "Crucify, crucify." It is for all the generations who follow, including us, that were born under the sin curse. How grateful we are that you came from the glories of heaven to crush the head of the serpent, as you conquered death through your miraculous resurrection, so that we might be redeemed from the law of sin. We will partake of the tree of life in heaven, because you partook of the cross of death here on earth. All glory and praise is due your name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the cross. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we have some photos up today, including that beautiful willow tree along Donegal Creek that heads our message today. Also, several pictures from yesterday when we visited, for the umpteenth time, I suppose, Chocolate World in Hershey. When we're over that way, we tend to enjoy taking the tour of the factory, which is really it's not really the factory, but it's like it tells you how they make chocolate. We also typically put up music, and Brooksine today had in mind a song that I also recall. In fact, it's in her hymnal, titled "O Mighty Cross," and it has this great refrain: "His sacrifice on Calvary has made the cross a tree of life for me." And that would have really fit well. However, I was unable to find an online version, but it did prompt in searching for that song a couple of other songs that we share today. One is a new song I've never heard before from the Kingsgate Community Church in England. Looks like it's congregationally sung. It's beautiful. "The Wonder of the Cross." That's a video. And then a Chris Tomlin song that many of us have heard for several years now called "Mighty is the Power of the Cross." Well, thank you again for joining us today. Thank God for trees. And when you see a tree, let it remind you of that tree of life and that future inheritance that we have as followers of Christ. Have a blessed day. Be encouraged. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, March 9th, 2010.